Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
I'm Kent Barnes, and I'd like to welcome you once again to another edition of True Admissions, a podcast developed for families that are going through the college search and selection process. This afternoon, I'm joined by Mike Pettis, who is Associate Director of Admissions at Augustana College. And Mike, it's my understanding that you have some questions about the admissions interview. So welcome, and let me hear your questions.
Thanks a lot, Kent. Recently, I was meeting with a parent of a prospective student who expressed some concern about the admissions interview process. She mentioned that the process for her student seems somewhat intimidating, and at times, it can be difficult to describe this process to families. And so I'm just really curious to know, what does it really mean when a college says that it recommends an admissions interview?
This is a really good question, Mike, and I think probably a question that many parents and students have. And I can just imagine the mother of a 17-year-old boy who is fighting with her son about what recommends means, right? I mean, well, Mom, if they really wanted me to interview, they'd require it. I get that. I think that colleges that use the language of recommending an interview are actually suggesting or have an expectation that a student will take advantage of the opportunity to interview. I think that they are posturing to say, we welcome getting to know you personally, learning about your story, and getting to know you beyond just your application. I think that's what recommends means. I think that they're establishing an expectation and providing an invitation for a student to interview. My own personal view on the whole idea of recommending an interview is I almost see it as a requirement. A college wouldn't be talking about the interview if they didn't want prospective students to participate in it. Is that helpful?
It is helpful, Kent. Thank you very much. And I think as we are coaching families through this, and we're telling them that there is this expectation, this very strong requirement, without saying that we do require the interview, that can be confusing for families at times. And I think as they're navigating this process and trying to X all the boxes on a different college's application process, why won't a college just require the interview?
I think that colleges are somewhat hesitant to require an interview universally for a whole host of reasons. Whether it's difficulty with a student getting to campus to have a personal interview, whether it is accommodating a student who might have anxiety about an interview, or whether requiring the interview might be perceived to be establishing a hurdle or creating a barrier to access. I think that's why many colleges are reluctant to establish a requirement. However, there are colleges that do require an interview for a certain type of admission. Sometimes early decision programs require that a student interviews, or honors programs require that students interviews. There are music programs that require students to interview. So there's a whole range of that, but I think that it really is a calculation on the part of admissions offices to make sure that they don't create artificial barriers that might dissuade a student from applying and really getting to know the institution.
Great. And it seems like this interview process can be very useful for certain institutions. And as through your experience and seeing the different types of interview processes that are out there, do you see or do you feel like there are a lot of colleges that offer interviews for students?
I would expect that probably the majority do not offer interviews, in part because for many it's just impractical because of the number of students that they may have to interview. It's not necessarily that they don't want to and that they don't want to get to know applicants, but it's just simply impractical for them to do so. I think the colleges that are most likely to recommend or offer or encourage an interview are those colleges and universities that have a holistic admissions process and are interested in getting to know applicants personally. So you might see colleges that are smaller, independent colleges, private colleges that place more of an emphasis on the interview than large public universities that just simply it would be impractical for them to be able to offer interviews.
Great. Thank you so much. This has been really helpful. As I reflect on your responses, I think back to that mother that I spoke to recently about this interview process and how intimidating it can be for her son. As I'm following up with this parent and parents to come, what tips do you have for students who are preparing for the admissions interview process?
Great question. And I wish more people asked this question. The interview is an opportunity for a student to really take control of their part in the admissions process. It's an opportunity for a student to be themselves, to be authentic, and simply go in and be relaxed. One thing that I always remind students when I do a personal one-on-one interview with them is that they are the expert on the topic. Because all we're going to do during that session is talk about that student. And I do that to try to empower them and give them some confidence. I think that there are a number of things that a student can do to prepare to have a really great interview. Some of those things require them to do a little bit of work, like perhaps secure an unofficial transcript that they can bring with them, maybe put together a resume that lists their clubs and activities and organizations and part-time jobs so that they've got that, be aware of their standardized test performance. And then also be prepared to talk a little bit about their college search in general. What has guided them? I know that one of the first questions that I always ask a student when I sit down and interview them one-on-one is what brings you here today? What are the characteristics and qualities you've been looking for in a college or university that bring you here today? But I think the most important message is be yourself and be natural. The places that emphasize an interview, they want to get to know a student one-on-one as a person, and it's a great opportunity.
Well, thank you very much, Kent. Thank you for the opportunity for coming in today to ask some questions.
Well, Mike, I appreciate your questions very much. And that concludes this edition of True Admissions. Thanks for listening.